You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
If you like the efficiency of the post office, the competence of FEMA, and the compassion of the IRS, we will love the nationalized health care bill.
Robert Scott Bell.
The British Medical Journal accused a researcher, Andrew Wakefield, of outright fraud.
People need to look at the details and not look at the headlines.
This is like Salem, the visceral response that they're trying to whip up in the public to try and crush this dissent.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, Don, let's see if I am just as loopy today as I was yesterday. Didn't get as much sunshine, so I should be okay, but feeling really good. Hope everybody enjoyed it as much as I did. We've got lots of healing to do today on the Robert Scott Bell Show. First and foremost, diving into what used to be the most controversial subject that I ever covered over the years on the RSB show, and that is the issue of vaccination. Now, I know that most people that are longtime listeners of this show or longtime readers of Natural News might not find vaccination that controversial, except for the fact that it still exists and it's still, in most people's minds, a legitimate means by which they prevent disease. That could be controversial. But the reality is they are not what they say they are. They've never been what the so-called expert officials have said they are. And the gals from SaneVax, bless their souls, they keep sending me good news, good updates, good releases. And here's another one that came through just the other day. Finally getting time to get to it. Vaccines as cluster bombs. Yeah, I like the warfare analogy, because that's what vaccine is. It's a warfare attack on your whole body, on your immune system. But you don't believe me? Hey, I got lots of good company now. Here's this story by Rowan Contrajo. I don't know if I spelled his name, but it's about Shiv Chopra, the Canadian microbiologist known for having helped stop the approval of recombinant bovine growth hormone, RBGH, so in Canada, that is. So he's got a lot of credibility in my book already. Now, the question would arise is, how the heck did he do that in Canada? I mean, because they're largely bought off by the same Monsanto groups that the American government is. So how was he successful at stopping RBGH, you know, against for the cows in Canada? And evidently, he did this not by making true but complex arguments about its association to cancers, but by reducing the issue to an undeniable biological fact and thus a simple legal issue. See, this is really cool. This is why this Shiv Chopra guy, I got to see if we can one day get him on, because, and I apologize if it's a female, I don't even know. Somebody will have to get back to me on that. I mean, look, but here's the thing. We could be all gobbledygooky, eggheady, sciencey, and sound really impressive, and then lose the argument. What good is that? I mean, if I could go, you know, go ho-dee-do-dee-do-dee-do, and I win the argument, well, isn't that sufficient enough? And Chopra understands this, in the art of war, right? The law of economy. And no, I'm not going to take that call in the midst of this discussion. Too much going on here. You know, what are we going to do when we understand how to communicate the message? We don't stop for a phone call. We gotta keep rolling on. And I'm thinking in terms of being an effective communicator. Because for so many years, what I had to learn was so far out of what's considered the mainstream, although the mainstream is very polluted and toxic. I mean, that was my message of detoxification. But I had to be willing to take massive critique and criticism. And I've joked about this, from little old ladies throwing tomatoes at me, organic non-GMO tomatoes, on the early stages of my communication career, should I call it that. And I had to find ways that I could efficiently and effectively communicate across a broad spectrum of people, consciousness, backgrounds, socioeconomic status, cultural, religious, racial, all of these things. You know, the experience of humanity, it's pretty darn diverse. We could all be saying we're all human, but we have some very disparate backgrounds and experiences this lifetime. And how do we efficiently and effectively communicate? And I think this Chopra guy's got, or gal, has got it, has nailed it. has absolutely nailed it. And I'm sorry I haven't researched this enough to find out the male or female issue. It's not even an issue. This is a soul who's done great work here. Talking about the RBGH thing. How did he stop? How did they stop it from happening in Canada? And he basically said that, look, the law said that no factory containing so much as a single rat dropping or feather is considered clean. That was the law up in Canada. RBGH, guess what it does? It gives cows mastitis. Inflammation, mastitis, infection, which leads to, guess what? Pus in their milk. RBGH thus turns cows into pus factories. I don't mean to be gross here, but this is what he figured. Now, it's a stunning thing that was the argument that just basically shut this thing down. You can't have a pus factory in Canada. Okay, no RBGH. It's done. Didn't even have to go into much science beyond the fact that it was an acknowledged fact that RBGH would do just what I said. Now, in Wikipedia, has this article that was linked up, and it's over. It's called the CODO Report, and I've got it linked up at the robertscottbell.com blog. You'll find it there today. The Wikipedia articles there on vaccines appear to have been written by the industry. Of course, we know that. It's all a scam. It's all one big scam to basically get you locked into the military and medical industrial complex and their approach to disease suppression, which is disease creation. They want you chronically ill and dependent upon everything they're going to throw at you for the rest of your life. And vaccines are the gateway drug. Now, they say vaccines are among the greatest achievements of modern medicine. But Dr. Chopra calls them cluster bombs. Yes, very nice. Quote from this, Dr. Chopra says, a vaccine is a biological preparation that improves immunity to a particular disease. Dr. Chopra says vaccines do nothing of the sort. Now, that was coming off of the Wikipedia. I apologize. Vaccines do not. In fact, they violate the very laws of biology. Have I been saying this for years and years and years in an echo chamber? No, I know a lot of people are aware of this now, but it's really exciting to see that it's getting out there. And as with RBGH, he has a talent for reducing things to understandable and undeniable facts when it comes to vaccines. He starts at the beginning and describes how the immune system works. He says there's a constant war going on between an individual's bodily integrity and invading organisms. So I say it's a he. You see, we've identified that. Most people would most easily recognize the war when they think of bodies rejecting organs from other persons or animals. Oh boy, we're getting to self and non-self here. Can you tell where we're going with this? This is very exciting. That very same rejection occurs at a micro level against foreign viruses and bacteria. Your body knows. Your immune cells know. What's you? What's not you? What belongs there? What is not belonging there? Rejecting what is foreign, no matter the size, is not just a nice thing or just how the immune system protects the body, but it does so for the cardinal purpose of maintaining bodily integrity. Oh my gosh, bodily integrity. This language I've been using for years is very exciting. And the definition of integrity is crucial to understanding the brilliance of the immune system. Integrity, the quality or state of being complete, unbroken, the unbroken condition, wholeness, entirety, the quality or state of being unimpaired, perfect condition. In the simplest terms here, the article goes on. Dr. Chopra explains that the immune system maintains wholeness or self versus non-self in the face of invaders. And it is precisely that wholeness or integrity which vaccines destroy. You see, you may already know this, and I've been talking about this for many years, but in order to get the information out, it has to be communicated in a way that actually makes sense to people, because otherwise they glaze over, their eyes just roll into the back of their heads, and then they go off and still listen to the authoritarian regimes that want to shoot up everybody with these dangerous concoctions. So my bottom line is efficiency and efficacy in communication, as well as efficiency and efficacy of the immune system and supporting the immune system rather than attacking and potentially destroying it. Now, in this context, we talk about sneezing and coughing and diarrhea and vomiting. All of these things are protective mechanisms, right? Innate intelligence. The homeopathic perspective is encouraging the symptoms, encouraging the intelligence to come on out when the pox is happening, whether it be cowpox, smallpox, or chickenpox. You don't suppress it. You encourage it. You get it out of the body, and the body is stronger for it. Comes out on the other side of these so-called diseases. The expression of those diseases, of course, are the symptoms that you cry about, you're scared about. Whether it be fever. Fever is not the disease. It's the response to disease. The pox, not the disease. It's the response to the disease. And it's trying desperately to restore wholeness to the body. And that's why we want to encourage symptoms. We want to support them. You start throwing in these foreign proteins, amino acid sequences never before in existence, whether it be through GMOs or whether it be through fetal, aborted fetal tissue or animal cell lines that are bound in the RNA and DNA of foreign animals, animal proteins, directly injected into the lives, whether it be animal to animal or animal to human or human to animal, I don't know, however it goes. You cannot argue that that is a strengthening procedure to the immune system. And Chopra here really gets it, and he's communicating it very well. It's very exciting. So with this background, he says, one understands that in four steps, Dr. Chopra is laying the bare the core, scientific fallacy of vaccines. And it's about dang time. I'm going to go through those four steps here. You ready? Now, I have this linked up at the blog at robertscottbell.com. This is important stuff. I love it. Number one, that all vaccines by their very nature are antigens, and that every antigen, by definition, must be a foreign protein, right? So you're eliciting a foreign antigen response. This is the response to the antigen. You're kicking your immune system into gear, but there may be a downside. Here's number two, that no foreign protein can be absorbed into the bloodstream unless it is digested in the alimentary canal into its basic amino acids. Thank you very much, Chopra. You've done it. You've said just in a brief sentence the things that have been said, uttered here on the Robert Scott Bell Show for over 10 years. That normal kids, normal animals, normal biological entities will train their immune system via that tube that runs from the mouth to the anus, the alimentary canal, from the saliva in the mouth to the lymphatic tissue of the tonsils, to the throat, esophagus, stomach, small intestine, large intestine, colon. All of those areas, arenas, are there to protect us. They're actually external to the body. You didn't know that. You think, oh, that's in my body. No, it's not. That whole canal is external to your body. It's like outside foreign body, and it's the protective layer, the microbial protective layer that ensures that anything that gets into the blood is appropriate to get into the blood via that lining in the intestines, broken down in those simple amino acids for absorption that is designed by God. That's what I say. That's my opinion. You might have another. That's okay. Number three, that it is these amino acids which, after being absorbed into the bloodstream, are reconstituted into one's own proteins. And it is these proteins which distinguishes every being of existence into self and non-self. So you take these base proteins, amino acids, through the process of digestion, and then you start, once absorbed, you utilize these base amino acids for rebuilding in yourself, that your immune system recognizes as self. The moment you inject these foreign proteins, these sequences, much less throw in GMOs with the body, these microbes don't even know what the hell to do with them. You're asking for trouble. You're asking for trouble. And yet we are told to believe that these junk immunologists, these authoritarian, egotistical, pharmaceutical nightmare scientists are having us believe that the injection of these foreign proteins is somehow going to strengthen us, somehow going to help our immune system. And we're going to talk about some other things here in regards to that, because it doesn't. Even in the scientific annals, we find that most of these diseases that they claim the vaccines were responsible for eradicating were already well on the way out. And in fact, when we talk about vaccination rates for certain vaccines, they're around 6 or 7% of the population. And you're going to claim that we vaccinated 6 to 7% of the population, and yep, we wiped it out. We wiped it all out. But they don't tell you that. And when I come back from this break, I'll tell you about that fourth basic of biology that everyone should know related to the science or the lack of science of the vaccination paradigm, the horrific X-Files episode that lives on in our lives every day here in the West, and Bill Gates wants to export to every corner, if I can call it that, of planet Earth. That is a mad scientist with a lot of money. Of course, he's a computer scientist, but nonetheless, he thinks now he understands immunology. No, he's playing a deadly game with life on planet Earth, and he has the money to correct the hygiene, sanitation, clean up the water, provide the nutrition. Why did he decide to prop up the pharmaceutical industrial complex? I'll let you think about that for a moment while we take a break. Say thanks to the sponsors. 866-939-BELL is the number to call if you have a question or comment. I do have a phone call we'll get to today. 866-939-2355, robertscottbell.com, naturalnewsradio.com. Thank you for being here to help me rock the health world. Coming right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including the 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as Sovereign Silver and Nordic Naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
What do you think? Call Robert now at 866-939-2355. That's 866-939-BELL.
Hey there, this is Mike. Got a couple of things you may want to check out. Did you know about the website counterthink.com? These are some really hilarious, freedom-oriented, health-oriented, even political cartoons that you got to check out. Counterthink.com. And if you want to know what's in your food, go check out foodinvestigations.com, where you've got a bunch of free mini documentaries, little videos there that you can watch that will show you what's in your food and what's not in your food. We talk about Total Blueberry Pomegranate Cereal made by General Mills. Did you know it has no blueberries in it and no pomegranates? We got the video right there on foodinvestigations.com. And if you really want to know what's in your food, your medicine, your personal care products, and so on, head over to naturalnews.com. We're publishing about 12 articles a day now, everything from healing superfoods to the dangerous chemicals in your products, foods, and medicines. Naturalnews.com. Check it out.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Taking on the vaccine paradigm once again here on the Robert Scott Bell Show because we do it so well. And of course, we got more help than ever before as more scientists, doctors coming onto the warm side of the playground here where everything's balanced, nice and sunny, loaded with vitamin D. Talking about Chopra, this scientist who's come out and acknowledged the danger of vaccinations and laid it out beautifully and simply and went through the first three of the points to understand about the immune system, the basics of biology that basically diffuse the whole vaccine argument from the get-go, from the word go. One, that all vaccines by their very nature are antigens and that every antigen by definition must be a foreign protein. Two, that no foreign protein can be absorbed into the bloodstream unless it is digested in the alimentary canal into its basic amino acids. Something that is not done with vaccinations, by the way. Number three, that it is these amino acids, which after being absorbed into the bloodstream, are reconstituted into one's own proteins. And it is these proteins which distinguishes every being of existence into self and non-self. Again, all of these things bypassed, violated by the vaccine protocol. Then finally, number four, that any interference or tampering with these laws of existence can bring calamity. Calamity, he says. I love it. To the being in which it occurs, such as by causing autoimmune conditions like autism, etc. I would say rheumatoid arthritis. I would say type 1 diabetes. I would say lupus. I will go on and on with neurological degradation and cancer. The vaccination paradigm will die a slow and ugly death. Fortunately, not as fast as it should. And all of the children who have been damaged, killed, injured, you know, there still will be more because they're still fighting for their dying paradigm. Why does he call it a calamity? What happens is that vaccines force foreign proteins into the body, bypassing all mechanisms used by the immune system to avoid such invasion. Oh my gosh, it's like the choir is opened up. Blah, they're singing, hooray. This is really exciting as I'm reading this. Think of organ transplants, he says. The immune system must rid itself of what is foreign. It will not stop until it has. It will attack itself to do so if necessary. So fundamental integrity of self versus invader. It's critical, critically important to understand this. Remember, vaccines inject these foreign proteins, these amino acid sequences in toto, so to speak, and they're not going through the digestive system to be broken down. If they are, they are so foreign and strange in conjunction with heavy metals and other adjuvants that it's just causes abject destruction of the microbes as well as your own cells, whether they be endocrine cells, hormones, whether they be enzymatic cells, and literally destroys their ability to function to do their job properly. And then what are we left with? Imagine this, as the article continues, if this were happening in your own home, people have doors and windows and alarm systems exactly to stop invaders. Normally we think of them coming to steal, but imagine they came to stay, to take over. We're coming in to party in your house and never leaving. The need to inject them and to keep the home your own would be unceasing. You would constantly be trying to throw them out. Imagine they came not through the doors or the windows for which you add defenses, but through the chimney, through the ventilation system, through the electrical system. And then there was no way to be rid of them. Would it be your home anymore? This is the battle that goes on with vaccination. Would you be safe? Would you ever be able to function normally again with these foreign invaders always there, taking up permanent residency, fighting you for their survival over your survival? You would be on a permanent state of high alert and stress, trying again and again to get rid of them. And this is what we talk about when we talk about putting ourselves into fight or flight behavior. The vaccination paradigm puts you into fight or flight behavior almost on a permanent basis. You're going to throw things that damage your walls, shoot things, break things, tearing up your own home, trying to get these bad guys out. You would exhaust your immune system. You would break down physically over time, but would you stop trying? Not until you're exhausted, and then it's over, and then it's cancer or something else. Because when you stop fighting for your home, it's no longer your home. And it becomes indistinguishable from the foreign invaders. And maybe even more of theirs than yours, having defeated you. So what happens to the immune system when vaccines jump past its neutralization of foreign proteins before they can enter the bloodstream? And instead, foreign matter injected directly into the body in such a barbaric way. You have to react. The immune system must attack whatever is shot into it. And because it can't get rid of this stuff easily, or for that matter, break it down, it attacks again and again. Pow, pow, bang, bang. Explosions. Attacking the body itself. Collateral damage everywhere. Thus, we see autoimmunity, where the immune system begins to attack it, what it was, self. Now it's combined with foreign antigens, foreign proteins. Self attacks. And the more vaccines, how many more can we throw on the fire, right? The more foreign proteins being shot directly into the body, the more reactions, the more body attacks itself, the more autoimmune diseases. Vaccines do not, as I've been saying for years, and what's acknowledged here in this article that is so stunning. Thank you, SaneVax, for putting this into my attention here. Vaccines do not improve immunity. Even the most rudimentary understanding of what the immune system does would make that obvious. Vaccines jump the immune system. It's kind of like jumping the shark. Those of you old enough to remember Happy Days. Fonzie jumped the shark. Vaccines jump the shark. It's all over. They jump the immune system to deliver foreign matter that would never have gotten past the immune system. Even a developing immune system in an infant whose mouth, whose throat, whose esophagus, whose stomach, whose intestines are all developing and learning because that alimentary canal is external to our body. This is foreign matter that the immune system is left helplessly unable to get rid of. Foreign matter lodged permanently in. These foreign invaders get in the body and they likely never leave unless you know what to do. And in fact, that brings to light something that I will share with you today. What to do. How do we repair the restore the integrity? How do we get the garbage out? How do we get the bad guys out of here? This is going to be a panic when everybody realizes how devastatingly bad vaccines have always been. Can you imagine when the people wake up and see this for what it is? As I review this article and get deeper into it, I'm all the more stunned about the perspective here and the references to the science supporting what I've been saying for so many years. What holistic medical and non-medical professions have been saying, speaking out against vaccination, and why you find the fraudulent phonies that claim to be holistic, natural, integrative. Yet they still say, well, vaccines are still good. I still argue that they some of them are good. They don't know. They don't know. They're playing a party line so that they're not thrown out of the profession altogether. And it's disingenuous, and I do not stand by those who claim to be holistic but still claim to be pro-vaccine. No, it can't be done. It cannot be done anymore. Continuing on this article, there's four research papers here they're referencing and some more science to support it. This is from Should I Vaccinate My Child by Patel Thompson. Researchers argue that these attenuated forms of the viruses remain in the body, causing continual antigenic stimulation of the immune system, meaning the immune system is always in attack mode, which also weakens it and leads to autoimmune diseases. I continue here. A placebo-controlled trial of acellular pertussis vaccines in Sweden compared vaccinated children with unvaccinated children from the same birth grouping. During the trial, an invasive bacterial infection occurred among the vaccinated group, resulting in numerous deaths. A review of the trial data led researchers to conclude that the hypothesis of an immunosuppressive effect of the vaccines, which would explain the deaths, could not be refuted by the data. Again, the vaccine facilitated the deaths. Continue on here. As further evidence, one of the few double-blind trials that have ever been conducted on a vaccine shows the same immunosuppressive effect. In the trial of the group who were vaccinated with the Salk polio vaccine, over 200 people went on to contract polio. Among the control group, unvaccinated, not one of them developed polio. Again, this is where it's been the biggest contention over the years that I've covered that issue. And I said that the unvaccinated populations, after supposedly eradicating polio, you know, they claimed the Salk vaccine and the Sabin stuff, all of this wiped it out. No more polio. The only polio that was happening was in vaccinated populations. Continue here. Citing references from numerous valid sources, including four recognized textbooks on pediatrics and immunology, Harold Buttram, MD, and John Hoffman, PhD, conclude that childhood vaccination cannot help but have adverse events and effects on the immunologic system of the child, possibly leaving the system crippled in its ability to protect the child throughout life, opening the way for other diseases as a result of immunologic dysfunction. As science is my alibi. Before, it was only the creator. That wasn't good enough. No, it was, of course, good enough for me. But here, we've got the science coming up and basically confirming all the things we've been saying here on the Robert Scott Bell Show for so many years. I want to jump down to the clincher of the article here as we continue on in this discussion of vaccines. It's just a stunning, stunning article. Anybody that's been following this for many years, you're going to be beside yourself, ecstatic that this is finally being acknowledged. But in claiming vaccines improve immunity, in quotes, the pharmaceutical industry seems to have no idea that the purpose of the immune system is not just to react, but to protect biologic integrity, core to human health and life. Instead, the industry is filling the body with foreign protein, devastating the human immune system. They are using vaccines containing foreign DNA and a long list of toxic substances that explode inside the body and hit every part of the body, every cell and molecule. The cluster bomb, Chopra speaks of. And it's just moving me to tears here that this is actually coming out finally. And for once and for all, we're going to look back on 20th century, on going back to Jenner and the concepts of immunology that were violated by the whole vaccine paradigm, that we would destroy the body in order to save it. Have you heard this before? We've got to abandon the free market in order to save it. We've got to destroy liberty in order to save it. I mean, there's a concept here that runs throughout these dunderheads who want to rule over life, who want to conquer life, who want to make everybody subservient to them, including biology, including the natural world, which can never be done. But in doing so, the fallacy of man is revealed, the arrogance of man, the ignorance of man. Don't you be party to it. Don't you damage another child in the name of helping their immune system by violating it in this way, by sending cluster bombs into your children. It is time to speak up. It is long past time to speak up. And I think the consciousness is finally here, has finally arrived, to be able to understand and accept it, because now the scientific community itself is starting to fracture. And many who have held to the party line are abandoning that party line because they're overwhelmed with reality, finally. Where are you in this? Let me know. This is a watershed moment in the rise of, not tyranny, but the rise, the awakening, if you will, of immunological reality. Humble little RSB has been saying this for so many years, and a number of others have. I've highlighted, spotlighted here on the Robert Scott Bell Show for all these years. And now it's growing. You cannot put the genie, the vaccine genie, back into the bottle. The truth, the facts are out for all to see, and they are just screaming at the wind right now. They're going to call you names. They're going to tell you you're a baby killer, when the reality is they need to look in the mirror. You want to protect your immune system? I'll tell you how to do it next. And in fact, I'll tell you how to detoxify from the damage from these cluster bombs in the body. I can't go, well, I'll see how far I can go. Well, stand by. I'll see what flows through me in the next segment. Thank you for being here on the United States and World of Health Talk Radio, where we get to talk freely about things they'll never touch in the old media, except to, oops, how did that get out there? Hurry up, discredit it before the commercial break. Oh my gosh, the news is out. Yes, the jig is up. And the health of the nation and all the people on planet Earth is at stake. And it looks like it's going to get better, because Bill Gates has been revealed to be the phony that he is, relying upon pseudoscience in the promotion of agenda that will indeed sicken the population of planet Earth and reduce it. If that's your goal, I suppose, knock yourself out. But that sounds satanic to me. But not here, not now, not ever. This is where we stand up for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, as we said in the Declaration of Independence. Coming right back with more powerful healing and how to detoxify from the immune cluster bombs of the vaccine industry. Next.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, this is the Health Ranger here, inviting you to check out the Natural News Store. Yes, we have an amazing store offering superfoods and other healthy food items, including kitchen appliances like Vitamix blenders and food dehydrators, nut milk bags, lots of things for anyone who's interested in leading a healthier lifestyle. And here's another cool part about it. Because we have such a huge reach, millions of people a month that we're reaching who follow Natural News, we're able to get huge discounts on some really high-end superfoods and nutritional products. We offer those at ridiculously good prices on our specials page. You can find that right now at store.naturalnews.com. Just go to store.naturalnews.com and you'll see the current specials link on the left-hand column right at the top there. Click on that. You can check out the current specials. We've got superfoods at prices that are often 40 or 50% off. Check it all out at store.naturalnews.com.
Dr. Teresa Dale here with an urgent message for you. Are you seeking a natural solution for hormone balance? Do you now use any hormone replacement? Do you suffer from menopause or low T? Do you want results using safe, natural, and trusted products? We have thousands of test results proving the efficacy of our products. I created a proven homeopathic system and the only five-element saliva test in the world used by thousands of health providers and now available to you. Did you know there are side effects to using bioidentical hormones in any HRT? Don't wait. Get my five-element saliva test and get your hormones balanced. Don't risk cancer and other side effects. Call us, 800-219-1261. That's 800-219-1261. Or visit naturalhealingpro.com.
Got a question for Robert? Call now at 866-939-2355. That's 866-939-BELL.
72% of America is obese or overweight. Heart disease, cancer, and diabetes are at all-time highs. America is sick, fat, and confused. Hi, I'm Kevin Brown, author of The Liberation Diet. I'd like to personally invite you to join me for a 4-week intensive course called Liberation Wellness for Life. In this course, you'll learn the truth about how to use real food to lose weight without sacrificing good taste or nutrition. Come on. Summer's just around the corner. You can lose weight with real foods. Think it can't be done? Listen to a few satisfied customers.
I would absolutely recommend Kevin's program to people who are serious about their own success, serious about their own good health, and serious about improving the quality of their life.
Join me for this very special online event. Go to liberationwellness.com and click the online class link. Mention Natural News Radio and receive a $20 discount. That's liberationwellness.com.
Robert Scott Bell.
Let's take a walk on the wild side.
Alrighty then.
You're everywhere, baby. Radio, TV, the papers. Am I right?
Robert Scott Bell. Bell.
Welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show. We're talking about the vaccine issue. Another story on top of the cluster bomb story, which is cluster bombing the entire vaccine community. I don't know if they'll ever recover from this. But new studies now implicating environmental factors in autism, only strengthening the understanding, again, that we talk about here almost every day. A new study of twins suggests that environmental factors, including conditions in the womb, may be at least as important as genes in causing autism. Genes! Enough with the genes! It's gene expression. It's environmental factors causing genetic alterations. But, of course, they have to hold on to their theory that genes are responsible. And that way they can pretend that vaccines are not the cause. But as we talk about these environmental toxins, as the American Academy of Pediatrics, the AAP, continues to say, hey, we got to worry because the environment is impacting on the health of children. Yet they continue to ignore their isolation, their concentration of those environmental toxins in the syringe that is used to bypass all the layers of the immune system and directly cluster bomb the children. That is indeed the case, and that is how this is happening. But they can have such cognitive dissonance on this issue by saying, yes, we acknowledge, because they have to, overwhelming evidence, come on, environmental toxins. But we will ignore the environmental toxins in vaccination, nor the concept. Well, yes, they're going to ignore the concept as well. So we have a lot of things to do. We have a lot of things that we have to do to undo the damage and get back to where we need to go. Why is the cornerstone of the Robert Scott Bell Show detoxification? Why do I talk about products like homeopathic detoxifier drainers? Why do I talk about products such as glutathione enhancing One World Way? Why do I talk about selenium? Why do I talk about chromium? Why do I talk about coffee enemas? Is there a pattern emerging here? Anybody? Hello? Bueller? Anybody home? I know you're listening, but I know there's a lot of new people that are just like the light bulbs going off. They're going, dude, I never heard this stuff. I never heard it spoken so plainly before. This actually makes sense. It makes sense. The doctors never told me. I know. That's what I said. That's what happened to me when I woke up. The doctors never told me. I had to go to other people, other doctors and non-doctors to find this information. Now that I know it, sorry, can't shut up. Nope. Can't stop it. Has to be said, just like breathing. You'll find that when you have a truth, you recognize it, and it impacted your life positively in some way. You do want to share it, don't you, with other people? But it's not like a religious cult here, because I don't need converts. I'm not looking for anybody to believe what I believe to make me feel better. I simply want you to feel better. You know, look at it this way. If you're not happy where you are, hey, look at some other options, okay? You got disease. You got cluster bombs going off from modern pharmaceutical pseudoscience and vaccines. Dude, if you're happy where you are, if you're happy with the vaccine paradigm, then stay there. You know, just don't violate my rights or my children's rights in the process of your, in my personal perspective, wrongheaded belief in the vaccine religion. But that's what freedom of speech is all about. That's what the freedom of religion is all about. Your freedom to believe those things as long as you violate nobody else's rights. And so what is my message? It's simply, hey, if you're not happy with where you're at, if you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, if your doctor has either lied to you or been so ignorant of these facts that he just kind of plays along with the pharmaceutical paradigm, the vaccine paradigm, that you wake up one day and go, dude, that's not for me anymore. Well, there are other options. You could be reading natural news, which I'm sure you are. If you haven't, if you stumbled onto this some other way, by all means, please go to naturalnews.com and get a subscription there. It's free. Get your updates. Get your daily updates at naturalnewsradio.com so I can get you the Robert Scott Bell show notes and links to robertscottbell.com. Sign up there as well. As I get time, and boy, oh boy, do I put a lot into this. I really do. I should be just lounging by the pool. I can't do it. Well, I took a day on Independence Day to spend time with the kids, the family. Been outdoors. We had a great time. And what did I do? I came back and did more. Yes, I prepped more for this purpose. Why? Because I know who I am, and I know what I'm here to do. And I want you to discover that for yourself. But it's very hard to do that when you've got vaccine cluster bombs and antibiotic cluster bombs going off in your body. When your body is so wrecked with these environmental toxins coming in through syringes, much less through food, water, and air, that you can't think clearly anymore. Maybe you could still think clearly, but you can't act on it because you got so many ailments, you're exhausted all the time. I know, I was there, that was me, I was the poster boy for exhaustion, for allergies, for inflammation, for skin rashes, for respiratory problems, for musculoskeletal inflammation, for digestive disorders, for acid reflux, gastrointestinal inflammation and degradation. Yes, call me the poster boy for all of that at one point in my life. That's what I do, what I do. And you want to find great healers? Find the ones who have suffered the most and have found a way to get over it. And I don't mean by getting struck by lightning and, wow, they woke up one day, it was all gone, right? That's great if that happens. I'm happy for you. But you're not going to be able to tell much to people about how that happened because you don't even know how it happened. Or if you do, cool. Share it with everybody. Call me up, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355, and tell me, how did you heal? How did you heal? If an antibiotic did it for you, great, more power to you. But I know the collateral damage of those things, and you'll be back. You'll be back to the Robert Scott Bell Show and say, why wasn't I listening? Why didn't I do that? Well, that's okay. I won't judge you because why should I? It took me 24 years to come to this realization. If it takes you 48 or if it takes you two, it takes what it takes. It takes what it takes. We have been granted free will by that which created us. I am not here to violate it. All those I don't even want to call them humans, that violate your rights through convincing you that vaccines are safe and effective, they've got some hell to pay down the road. I'm not there to deliver the hell. That's not my role. I'm here to deliver the message, and you do with it as you will. Now, detoxifying, right? I mentioned a lot of things just very quickly in an offhand way about detoxifying. I think the most important thing out of everything, and it's hard to say it this way, because everything's important, right? Is it either everything's important or nothing's important, okay? Go through life however you want to. Everything's important. Now, I think the energy is the most important thing here because ultimately we're energetic beings. Honestly, the process of digestion, breaking down complex molecules, proteins, etc., into ever and ever smaller parts until they're finally released as energy in the body, right? And that's what we're talking about, the release and utilization of energy, communication, the nervous system, transfer of energy, signals, impulses, communication. How do we detoxify? One of the critical things here, when we know that we've been exposed or injected with these environmental toxins directly in a syringe, we need to find out what's in them, and then we need to counteract them. Now, I do this with homeopathic nosodes, N-O-S-O-D-E-S. I've talked about them from time to time. They're nothing fancy. I mean, you utilize homeopathic methodologies to produce them. I mean, you could actually take a vaccine and through the process of serial dilution and succussion, convert it into a homeopathic nosode to counteract the very same things that are in that vaccine, including the attenuated or killed virus or pathogenic microbe, if they want to claim that it's in there. But nosodes are going to be very critical to undo some of the damage, to alert the body to that which came in so many years ago, in some cases so many decades ago. Like I've talked about my mentor in homeopathic medicine, how he was damaged as a child with the cowpox vaccine. They talk about the variolitum, which is the smallpox, but then there's the cowpox vaccine that was used back then as well. And this is a very important thing to understand because I witnessed this man in his 70s undoing some of the damage from his childhood via utilizing these no-zode homeopathic signatures of these original vaccine or vaccine materials. Now, I've seen no-zodes prepared from the so-called polio vaccine, from the DPT vaccine, from the chickenpox vaccine, from the smallpox vaccine, from the anthrax vaccine. All of these things, your government, if you're here in the United States, probably most governments of the world don't want you to know that this is possible, that no-zodes really work. Now, some of these no-zodes are actually in the homeopathic Materia Medica. They're already in existence, like anthraxenum. Anthraxenum is the homeopathic anthrax. It's available and it's even over the counter, as long as you only talk about cutaneous issues, that is skin issues. If you were to talk about pulmonary anthrax, they don't want you to mention that. But I'm just talking in terms of the homeopathic no-zodes may be the most important things to do. Now, there are issues that homeopaths have acknowledged over the years, over the decades, now centuries, really, that there's something called vaccinosis. Vaccinosis, which is basically the identification of the side effects or direct effects of vaccines, the vaccine negative effects of the vaccine. There are certain remedies that are very helpful, including Thuja occidentalis and Cilicia, among many others, that also will help the body to recover from the assault of these vaccines. Now, I'm not here to say that homeopathy is the only thing that could and should be used, but this is going to be perhaps one of the most important tools in conjunction with the other things that I'm going to mention here to help counteract and then repair the integrity due to the damage of these foreign antigen proteins and things that are thrown into the body, bypassing all the layers of the immune system, as Chopra, as I talked about earlier in this show today, so eloquently talks about. And it's just an amazing thing. So we need to go to some other things here in regards to healing this and restoring integrity of tissue. And I'm going to get into some of those. Some of these things are repeating some of the things I've said before, but I evidently can't say it enough, because every time I talk about some of these things, especially repairing the gastrointestinal tract, I get new listeners saying, dude, that was amazing. I need to learn more about that. I'm dealing with the same thing you had or more. And so I'm going to do that a little bit more after this break, explain it once again, but add to the mix, recognizing the damage of these foreign proteins coming in from the vaccinations. So stand by. We're coming right back. Another segment this hour. We'll see where we float next hour. Seems to be a calf path kind of week since we're off of Independence Day, because I guess I'm an independently minded guy. And I'll just go where the truth takes me. And it's taken me here many, many times in the past. And now we've got the facts and the truth combined together here on the vaccine issue. So thanks for being here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. I hope you enjoy it. Tell your friends. Believe me, as many people that know about it, there's a lot more people that don't yet. Let them know. We're going to be coming right back. And if you want to call in for anything, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355.
The Robert Scott the Bell Robert Show. Robert Scott Bell Show. If you're looking for FDA-approved radio, you're listening to the wrong show. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Looking for the ultimate superfood? One that will give you lasting energy, improve your sense of well-being, and help you build lean muscle? One World Whey is the first ever unheated whey protein powder on the market. Virtually all other whey protein powders on the market are heated. This damages 15% or more of the proteins, making them unusable to the body. Fresh raw whey has been used for hundreds of years to alleviate many health problems. The life-giving properties in raw whey are now available in One World Whey. Whether you want to build immunity, strength, endurance, muscles, slow down aging, or just feel a lot better, One World Whey may be the perfect food for you. One World Whey is also an ideal emergency preparedness food. Simply mix with water and you'll have a delicious, life-giving protein food in vanilla, chocolate, or strawberry. For your free report on the benefits of unheated whey, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
What do you think? Call Robert now at 866-939 2355. That's 866-939-BELL.
Hold that shrimp on the Barbie until you find out about Papaya 35 Multiply Plus, direct from Australia. All natural, GMO-free Papaya 35 Multiply Plus is made from fermented papaya and pomegranate, rich in natural probiotics, digestive enzymes, and antioxidants. Now get this spectacular product to boost your natural killer cells to help your immune system and improve your digestion at the same time. So now you can have your shrimp on the barbie, feel better, and if you act now, get a great down-under price and free shipping on each product that you order. Don't wait. Go to onestophealthshop.com and order now. That's one-stop-health-shop.com. Get that great down-under price and free shipping right now at one-stop-health-shop.com. That's one-stop-health-shop.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
I'll fit in a call or two probably next hour. I just got a little bit more to add on this vaccine thing. It's been a very, how would I say this? The guns a-blazing, but very calm and rational as well. Because sometimes I do get emotional, you know it. And I can't hide that. It's not like I would try. I don't think it's necessary to do so. But there are other times where it's an intellectual endeavor and a heavy mental body construct that we have to discuss some of these things in detail. And if you read through the science of the articles I've linked to today on the blog at robertscottbell.com, you'll see what I mean. Now, going further, I talked about homeopathic nozodes to counteract the damage, to help pull out the initial foreign proteins, these things that seemingly never leave the body. And that was the problem that was identified by Chopra in that article. But we have ways to pull it out. As I said, homeopathic nozode signatures, homeopathic vaccinosis remedies. I've talked about some of this with Dr. Frank King on the Healing Revolution Fridays. Those of you who are new to the Robert Scott Bell Show, you go to the naturalnewsradio.com stream, scroll down, you'll see the archive link, click there, go back and listen on Fridays. And we talk about these things, many different topics over the time we've been doing this, as well as my Advanced Medicine Mondays, recurrent themes of vaccine damage, and how we can chelate these things out. That's another aspect of it, because there are a lot of foreign heavy metals that are brought in to bear with these vaccinations, which is why I encourage you to increase your selenium intake. Now, I am a big fan, a supporter of whole food selenium, not synthetic isolates. And this is another very important aspect. You can eat a lot of Brazil nuts and get some selenium, but it is not enough, in my opinion, to be therapeutic value. You would have to eat a ridiculous amount of them to get up to the levels I would like you to be at in dealing with some of these heavy metal exposures and other environmental toxins. Remember, the production of glutathione, which every cell must produce to detoxify, to cleanse, especially then in the liver, it depends upon selenium. If you have selenium, you can produce it. Now, there are other precursors, including NAC. Some people call it NAC, N-acetylcysteine. That is also a precursor. But if you don't have the selenium, you ain't producing it, not in the amount that you really need. And so I would encourage you to look to foods that can actually increase your production of glutathione, cellular detox. This is why I have, for instance, interviewed my friend Stephen Hewer with the One World Whey protein, because it is so critical and so efficient at helping your body to increase glutathione stores. This is a very, very important thing, along with the selenium. Now, I've talked about the GTF chromium, the glucose tolerance factor whole food chromium, as an important nutrient or trace element for diabetes and hypoglycemia. But we cannot overlook the fact that it is also a vital critical functional nutrient for the liver. So that's another aspect to our detox protocol. What other means do we have at our disposal or access to help remove a lot of these so-called fat-soluble toxins that are introduced via vaccines, these foreign proteins stuck in the body? I mean, that's the big problem identified in the article. It's not that it's just the initial assault, but it's just it never leaves. We don't have the capacity to get rid of it. We are so overwhelmed by these things. So starting from the energetic and working our way out physiologically, we also work out to sweat, don't we? And there are ways to sweat deeply with the use of far infrared healing light technology, far infrared healing saunas. And this is something that is accessible to everybody, whether it be in a local gym or whether you spend $800, $900, or $1,000 or $1,200 while you still have it, to get one of these portable units in your house so that you can start sweating to the oldies. No, sweating out the toxins and helping to strengthen your body in the process. Because a lot of this, your body's adaptation procedure will try to tuck away these poisons, these foreign substances in the fat tissue. away from the vital organs if it is at all possible, and certain body types lend themselves to that more than others. And so one of the efficient means by which we can reduce the burden on the liver and kidneys and maybe even enhance their function at the same time is to get into the far infrared heat saunas and sweat like crazy. Now, utilize it safely according to directions. I mean, I'll get in there 10, 15, 20 minutes, depending on if it's fall, spring, summer, or winter, you know, how fast you're going to end up sweating profusely. But the kind of sweat you're going to be throwing out because of the far infrared heating elements that allow for heating below the surface of the skin into the fat layers, you're actually going to be relinquishing a lot of nasty stuff. And this is going to reduce your burden over time and help you accelerate the healing even, again, years and years and even decades later. So that's one of the other strategies I have here. But remember the damage that I talk about from time to time that occurs from vaccination that happens to be in the gut. I have interviewed Dr. Andrew Wakefield a number of times over the last couple of years, and we talked about that as well, that what he identified and what many doctors are identifying is the fact that the primary damage to vaccination actually occurs in the gut. Small intestine is hammered, not just by antibiotics, but by vaccines, the heavy metals, and the foreign proteins coming in there. And it is literally causing a destruction of the lining of the gut. And so our strategies have to be to increase the viability and the integrity of that alimentary canal so it can do what God designed it to do. And that is to protect you from things that don't belong in there and to allow things to go through that lining into the blood, into areas of the body where we need to, you know, have those substances come in. But when the gut is damaged or destroyed, it no longer functions properly as that gatekeeper, as that immune defender. And so until we learn how to repair and restore gut, not just the ecology, although that's important, but the lining, the integrity, right? That word integrity. How often have I used that over the years? Now it's being used in that article. It's so exciting to see. And here's where I utilize the beauty of silver hydrosol, because it isolated the safe and active form of silver with all of its wonderful properties, that would be being antimicrobial, wiping out yeast, that being reduction of inflammation, down-regulating fibrogenic cytokines, that being accelerating tissue regrowth by stimulation of dedifferentiation and redifferentiation of stem cells. And so I do the silver with the aloe in a large adult, 1 ounce, and a smaller adult, a half ounce to 3/4 of an ounce, to a child, smaller amounts, 1/4 ounce to 1/4 ounce, 1-to-1 ratio of the silver aloe. And combine that, you know, 3 times a day prior to meals, swallow it down at night, get your probiotics, Dr. O'Hara's or whatever you're using, into your gut, replenish for a couple of weeks, maybe 4, maybe 6, maybe 8, depending on severity. And now you've got all the makings of the restoration of the lining of the gut. Yes, you can use glutamine. Yes, you can use homeopathic remedies, including Baptisia and others, that will also help to accelerate. That which took me 2 years to do, I can do now in 2 months. And I'm working on it. Be patient with me. I'm working on a seminar dedicated to that and that alone, separate from the radio show, because there's too much interest, there's too many questions, and I don't have enough time, even with 2 hours a day, to go into it in depth. So I'm working on that. Bear with me. If you're interested, stay in touch, stay in tune. Sign up for email alerts at robertscottbell.com and here at naturalnewsradio.com. Listen, we got a lot of healing to do, a lot more in the news I couldn't cover, including a couple of calls I'm going to try to get to in the next hour. 866-939-BELL, robertscottbell.com, rocking on for health, freedom, and liberty, and reminding you, as I do every day and every hour, that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Dr. Teresa Dale here with an urgent message for you. Are you seeking a natural solution for hormone balance? Do you now use any hormone replacement? Do you suffer from menopause or low T? Do you want results using safe, natural, and trusted products? We have thousands of test results proving the efficacy of our products. I created a proven homeopathic system and the only 5-element saliva test in the world used by thousands of health providers and now available to you. Did you know there are side effects to using bioidentical hormones in any HRT? Don't wait. Get my 5-element saliva test and get your hormones balanced. Don't risk cancer and other side effects. Call us, 800-219-1261. That's 800-219-1261. Or visit naturalhealingpro.com.
Listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Oh, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just hit me on the head.
Robert Scott Bell.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn,
today, Junior?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Switching gears a little bit this hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Hey, did you see this story? Mike Adams emailed it to me yesterday. Wow, this, you know, we've been talking about the dangerous economy the globe is in because of fiat money, because of funny money, Federal Reserve money. Listen to this, off the raw story, an entire police force. Okay, we're talking layoffs here, right? A lot of people being laid off. Where's the economy? An entire police force is laid off in a small Texas town. This is a sign of things to come. Are you prepared or are you scared? Can you be prepared and not scared like I want you to be, like Mike Adams wants you to be? Crime is evidently on the rise in one small Texas city because the police department has been padlocked and the officers sent home. The city of Alto laid off its entire police force about 2 weeks ago because the city council completely cut the department's budget. This should not be a surprise. We're going to see more of these layoffs happening in local and state municipalities because the money just ain't there. And the states can't print money up like the federal government via force and fraud of the Federal Reserve System. Yes, I know the illusion was that it would last forever. Life on planet Earth would never change. America would never potentially perish. But you cannot fool nature, the natural order of the universe, the natural principles, the laws that exist that are immutable, unchangeable. And the Federal Reserve System, the fiat money masters, they thought they could fool it. They thought they could keep going. And it's obvious now, or it should be, that they can't. But I realize it's not obvious to everybody. You know, I was out working out just the other day, and one of the ladies came in off of a cruise. She said she went down to one of the biggest cruise ships in the world, and it was packed. There was not a space left on this big cruise ship. And you got to say, what is happening simultaneous to the bad economy? I was just in Las Vegas, remember, a couple of weeks back? When we were talking about the event there, I was just astonished by the number of people out there in the hotel spending money like there is no tomorrow. Maybe they think there is no tomorrow. I don't know. But there is this strange duality about what's happening now. At the same time, unemployment is at record levels. The downturn in the economy may be considered as long as the Great Depression and still going. Yet there are people out there living it up. And I don't know. Maybe you can explain this duality of what's happening here. But look at a small town like, is it Alto in Texas? And they've just wiped out their police force. Just laid them off. The city is facing a $185,000 budget deficit due to declining property and sales tax revenue. You see, this is going to happen everywhere. Property values, no matter what the Fed is trying to do to prop up property values artificially, they're dropping. There's nobody in their right mind. If you're making $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 a year, Federal Reserve notes, Can you afford a house that is even $300,000, the payments for that? It's just it's untenable. And, of course, unless you believe in debt slavery, which, you know, debt is slavery. And that is coming to an end. And so as these municipalities are dealing with local tax revenues dropping because property taxes are, you know, just being eliminated because the properties themselves, they're either being foreclosed upon or they're having to downgrade their values. There's no money for police forces. And this is the sad reality. You know, they had to do something drastic, according to Councilman Jerry Flowers. He was explaining to Forbes magazine. The police department, being a non-money-making entity, was the easiest to get rid of while we catch our breath and build up some cash. Although a lot of municipalities do look at the police force as revenue generating. You know, those are the ones that are sitting there, have ticket quotas to write you. And basically, it's just a tax. It's just another tax. So those counties that don't have the police department operating as tax revenue generators, they've got no way to justify keeping them employed. And so what happens next? Do we go back to the Wild West? Remember, you hear people say, oh, it's going to be like the Wild West. Now, if you look back at the real history, not the romanticized, if you will, Hollywood history of the Wild West wasn't so wild. In fact, there was a lot of law and order, partly because everybody was armed. You know, and everybody was potentially deputized to take care of crime. And if you were outside of the law, you became an outlaw and you were hunted. And of course, you hear the stories of the Jesse James and those in the American history, the Old West, about these outlaws. They're romanticized as well. But at a time when people really understood the common law, retribution, it wasn't revenge, it was retribution. If you damage somebody, if you harm somebody, you were caught, you had to find a way to make them whole again. You know, kind of like debtors' prisons, right? If you were indebted to somebody, hey, they basically owned you until you paid off that debt. Instead, right now, the way we have it, if that crime is committed on you, you don't get restitution. The state does. The state takes it. It's like it comes in there and plays a little karmic mix and match, right? Karmic, which hand is the little ball in? Which cup contains it? And in the sleight of hand, they take that burden that's owed to you, that debt that's owed to you, and they take it upon themselves to collect that debt, and they don't give you a thing. Then maybe they send the perpetrator to prison. And so what I see here is actually kind of positive, although I know it's scary for some, that the police forces are going to be cut back and curtailed. A lot of these services that you just expect, you come to expect as normal, just the way of life in America, they may be going by the wayside simply because there's no money to pay for it. Kind of like what Obama is doing now. He said, oh, well, finally, I'm going to pull the troops out of Afghanistan. Well, not all of them, and no, not immediately, but he's going to pull some of them out by 2012. No, actually by 2014. And Rand Paul and a couple of other senators just put an op-ed piece in the New York Times talking about, it's like, hey, why not pull them all out by 2012? Come on, isn't that reasonable? And my argument would be, is if you don't pull them out and the world stops taking fiat Federal Reserve note dollars, the world reserve currency goes kaput, which we've seen news articles about that, that's inevitable, then how are you going to buy the plane tickets to get the troops home when you have no money to pay for them being over there? Have you thought about that? And that's obviously too adult of a perspective to expect John McCain to ever understand. But evidently, Barack Obama doesn't understand it any more than George Bush understood it, who was willing to abandon the free market to save it, which is nonsense. We'll abandon the Fourth Amendment to preserve the Fourth Amendment. How about abandoning the First Amendment? Does that preserve the First Amendment? Yeah, we can't have you talking bad of government. No. That's not what the First Amendment was for. It was only to protect you. I mean, this is nonsense, right? Absolute nonsense. So we've got to be prepared, not scared, because the fear is not going to help us in any way, shape, or form. But that's why we do these seminar events from time to time. Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I. And we just revealed today, and I've got a link up in the blog at robertscottbell.com, as well as in my news notes for today, those of you who are getting your daily newsletter updates emailed through naturalnewsradio.com, the link to the new event, the Be Prepared, Not Scared event that Mike Adams are doing this time on food security. And it is extraordinary. I am talking about, you know, hundreds of hours of work went into putting this together for you. I'm not going to go into it in great detail here, but suffice it to say, all the things we did in economic security, we quadrupled down to get you even more information on food security. And how are you going to secure it when the cops are no longer protecting you? Not that they ever did. I mean, the reality is, come on, the police force is there not to protect you per se, but it is to react after a crime already occurs, unless they put in the precog units, which they're not going to have the money for that either, as they're shutting down these police forces. You know, and that makes me anxious for the part four of our event series with Mike Adams when we talk about securing yourself, your person, so to speak, self-defense. But a lot of these things we cover are going to pepper in and prepare you for those things before they become a disastrous situation, so you are ready. And that's what we are dedicating ourselves to do and prepare for as well. So stay in tune with that. But in the meantime, the food security event is ripe and ready for download momentarily. So I've got the link up. Check it out and then get ready. Get it while the deal is hot, because there's a special introductory offer we'll go into a little bit later. But suffice it to say, again, I wanted to bring this up to keep in mind the things that we have our finger on the pulse on, what is happening. And we want to address those things long before it becomes a crisis. And yes, there are mission critical issues happening when you see things like this, but they're warnings. They're symptoms of things to come, and we have got to be prepared. We have got to get ready. And that's what we're doing here on the Robert Scott Bell Show every day. And if you have any questions or concerns about any of the things I bring up, it's a phone call away. 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Let's see what else is in the news here. A brief follow-up to our vaccination discussion last hour, which was pretty intense. I have an article here through Gaia Health about the whooping cough epidemic. Turns out it was caused by the pertussis strain in the vaccine. And this goes back, you know, to something I briefly mentioned. The fact that when they claim that the pertussis was so-called pretty much eradicated, or these other diseases, they don't typically tell you how many percentage points of the population were actually vaccinated when they say, yes, it was the vaccine that eradicated. Turns out the stories are surfacing now that 6, 7, 8, 9% of the people were vaccinated. And then they claim that because they vaccinated less than 1 out of every 10 people, that these diseases went away. Again, more dangerous fantasy nonsense from the pharmaceutical industrial complex holding on to basically a childhood fairy tale. They could sweep in with a syringe, give you that proverbial shot in the arm, and you're going to be okay, when the opposite is actually true. And so I've got this story linked up. It is another barn burner. The CDC, the NIH, they don't want you to know the things we cover here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. They don't want you to read these things in natural news that we cover, because, of course, it undermines their authority, their phony, false authority, their lies. Absolutely, there are lies about this thing and the pertussis. You cannot blame the unvaccinated. There is no such thing truly that has been proven. It is not such a thing. That herd immunity is a fact. It is not. You are not a moo cow. I am not a moo cow. And we need to wake up to that reality and start acting like human adults and reject that which the pharmaceutical industrial complex is selling or forcing upon you by lobbying our dunderheaded politicians to pass laws on the federal, state, and local level that mandate this experimental vaccination program that does not make us healthier, that in fact increases our risk of any and all disease. Speaking of the whooping cough, it reminds me, I meant to put on the blog notes yesterday, and I don't know how it escaped me. I do. I mean, you know, working hard on this, and nobody else gets to write my notes. One day, maybe somebody out there will be able to help me do that. But for now, that's something I just have to do. And sometimes a few of these details I intend to get to escape me, so please forgive me for that. And keep checking back. With whooping cough, it's same as a lot of these pulmonary or lung issues. I want to really see the increase of the use of lobelia tincture, not straight into the body, in the mouth, but by putting a big dropper full in water and sipping on the water. That's going to help. But more immediately, the homeopathic medicines, including the pertussis nozode. That's right. Remember? Last hour, I spent some time talking about the pertussis or the nozodes in general. And this is something we could utilize, and I've utilized many times in my history of going to places where I knew there were problems, like with yellow fever, and I actually used the yellow fever nozode out in homeopathic form and was able to navigate the terrain, not get sick. Same thing with malaria and so many of these other things. So when we talk about pertussis and other the lung issues, you know, it's not like you're SOL. Oh, my gosh, Robert, you've destroyed my sense of reality. You've told me vaccines don't work, and now you've linked to the science that proves it. Now you're going to panic? No. Now you don't need to panic. You need to do what's right by your immune system and restore it. You need to get the probiotics in there that are the lifeblood of the immune system. That gut ecology within the alimentary canal is so, so critical to everything that makes us human, that allows us to be human. And so these are the stories. These are the things I have to release in proper perspective, so that you know there are ways to navigate this terrain, get back to health, and you won't have to live in fear. Real quick, the other remedies I mentioned for the lungs, I don't want to overlook them again. Antimonium tartaricum, Drosera rotundifolia, Drosera with a D, Spongia tosta, and of course, Bryonia alba. Bryonia is always the first remedy you want to go to because it's a liver polycrest. It has many actions on the liver. Liver, detoxification. We're talking about diseases of toxicology as well. You might want to point the virus or the bacteria, but they're only possible when we're toxic and deficient. So remember, Bryonia, Bryonia alba, Bryonia, a great single remedy to have on hand. Can work with headaches, can work with joint pain, a lot of things. We start with the liver and work our way out from there. And now it is time for me to work my way out to a break so we can come back and take a call and see what other things are in the news right here, right now on the Robert Scott Bell Show, rocking the health world for your healing pleasure. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Godzilla of Health Talk Radio.
Run! It's Godzilla!
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including the 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works. And works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
What do you think? Call Robert now at 866-939-2355. That's 866-939-BELL.
Hey there, this is Mike. Got a couple of things you may want to check out. Did you know about the website counterthink.com? These are some really hilarious, freedom-oriented, health-oriented, even political cartoons that you got to check out. Counterthink.com. And if you want to know what's in your food, go check out foodinvestigations.com, where you've got a bunch of free mini documentaries, little videos there that you can watch that will show you what's in your food and what's not in your food. We talk about Total Blueberry Pomegranate Cereal made by General Mills. Did you know it has no blueberries in it and no pomegranates? We got the video right there on foodinvestigations.com. And if you really want to know what's in your food, your medicine, your personal care products, and so on, head over to naturalnews.com. We're publishing about 12 articles a day now, everything from healing superfoods to the dangerous chemicals in your products, foods, and medicines. Naturalnews.com. Check it out.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
To the phones we go here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. It's that simple, and we'll get you on the air here. First call, Don, from Trish. Go ahead and run it.
Hello, Dr. Bell. This is Trish Britton from Missouri. I had a couple questions for you. I think there's a couple myths that need to be dispelled. I keep hearing this all the time from doctors that diabetes and blood pressure, high blood pressure, are the silent killers. And I think that's BS. What about you? I think it's another reason to get people on more and more drugs of all sorts. Anyway, thank you very much for your show. It's a great show. And thank you so much again for the archives. They are really helpful to get if you should want to save them back and listen later. Bye for now.
Thank you, Trish from Missouri. And thank you also to Mike Adams for making those archives available. I mean, there are, gosh, dozens of hours. Are we into hundreds of hours yet? Lots of hours to listen to in the archives. And you're right. They're a library, an encyclopedia of great information, great guests to get you going, get you back to health and healing. Now, as to your question, and you actually answered your question, Trish, about the myths, if you will, that you want to dispel, diabetes and blood pressure being the silent killers. You posited that they were basically labeled so just to get people on drugs, and I think there's a lot of merit to that argument. But it is kind of interesting when we say silent killers, right? If you don't know what causes something, and you don't know of the other symptoms that may appear before you even know that you have a disease like, well, I'd say blood pressure, but cardiovascular disease, atherosclerosis, arteriosclerosis. These things often come with no apparent symptoms. But as I interviewed my dear friend Christopher Barr, nutritional historian, not a doc, he actually pointed out something brilliant in that we have with cardiovascular issues a definite or definitive silicon deficiency, the trace element known as silica. Now, normally, vascular events, until you have a heart attack, you really don't have symptoms that you overtly know. I mean, you can just be fine walking down the road or going for a jog and like, boom, suddenly snap your fingers, you're in the middle of a coronary event, a congestive heart failure, heart attack, something. And you didn't have any apparent warnings that you knew anything of. Maybe you had a little fatigue, but you kind of brushed it off. Maybe a little indigestion, but you brushed it off. But one of the things, the telltale signs, are issues related to skin, hair, and nails, because silica is that connective tissue trace element. And, of course, the rapidly reproducing cells of the skin, the hair, and the nails are a telltale sign should you have a silicon deficiency. And if you do, you can be sure that somewhere else your connective tissue is ailing as well. And certain body types lend themselves to cardiovascular events where you lose the integrity, the strength, remember that word integrity from last hour, integrity, but strength and elasticity of the vascular system, which will result in increased blood pressure when the blood vessels themselves are stiffening up and do not, you know, kind of pulsate the way they used to. That's going to increase pressure on top of if there are other cardiovascular issues like atherosclerosis, the so-called hardening of the arteries and the building of plaque on the arterial wall, which is not caused by cholesterol. It's calcification. It's an excess of calcium. But again, the response is due to inflammation. And we also see then the lack of selenium that counteracts the inflammation causing element, so to speak, the pro-oxidative stress type toxins, metabolic wastes, etc. So we have to address that certainly when we deal with the so-called silent killer of blood pressure issues. Now, if you go back and listen to some of the Advanced Medicine Mondays when we do the medical rewind with Dr. Rashid Bitar, we went into detail on one of those about blood pressure. And one of the things he found very, very strongly correlated or even a cause of blood pressure issues was the cadmium toxicity. Kidney problems, renal problems due to cadmium. Now, remember that cadmium will deplete selenium in your body. Selenium will bind to it like it does to many metals and producing glutathione, metallothionines. And at that point, when you reduce selenium levels in the body, all bets are off. All disease becomes possible and likely. You can't detoxify well. Your thyroid becomes problematic. Your immune system crumbles and on and on and on we can go. So when we talk about blood pressure, nothing to do with a water pill or any of the other beta-blocking drugs. Now we're talking of nutrient deficiencies and toxin proficiencies. And, of course, the other issue, we dispel diabetes as a silent killer. There's nothing silent about diabetes. Those symptoms are very obvious, at least to me, first starting out with hypoglycemia, where we simply are basically, you know, stretching to the limits our pancreas's ability to do its job, the insulin that needs to be produced, and, of course, to bind this, the sugars to help them carry them into the cells or back out should we need them. And, of course, in hypoglycemia, we have the sudden crashing of the levels. Now, I utilize over the years lycopodium, the club moss in homeopathic medicine, lycopodium, and the beautiful purple and yellow flower known as iris, also in homeopathic form. And I had great success in dealing with hypoglycemia and, to some degree, reducing some of the severity of the type 2 diabetes situations. However, now, with the addition of understanding that we have here, that the chromium mineral, the molecule of chromium, the GTF chromium, the glucose tolerance factor chromium, the whole food form, and I don't mean Whole Foods, the grocery store. I mean it's a whole food form. It's really food, makes all the difference in the world in reversing diabetes in relatively short time, you know, from days to weeks to months at the outset for the most severest of cases. Of course, those of you who are insulin dependent or are dependent on drugs like glucophage, metformin, when you go on 100 micrograms of GTF chromium three times a day, your need for any of those drugs is going to be altered, some more rapidly, sometimes more rapidly than others. So pay close attention. Once you initiate 100 micrograms of the GTF chromium coming in your body three times a day, if you want to accelerate that even faster, then use the homeopathic lycopodium as needed for symptoms of hypoglycemia and iris as well. Now you're on a track to healing. The silent killers is right. The silent killers, as Trish just mentioned. And, of course, they're not so silent, really. But you're right, Trish. They don't want you to know the true origin points, the true cause of these diseases, because it would wipe out the American Diabetes Association. Gone tomorrow. Boom. It's over. We don't need you anymore. And, of course, when we go back to the autoimmune conditions, right, self and non-self, we come back to what I've been saying for years about vaccinations, now acknowledged. Now we're talking about putting our bodies into states of autoimmunity via vaccination. And that's where we see a lot of the type 1 diabetes. Thanks for the great call, Trish. I really appreciate it. And you're spot on in your assessment. Just wanted to take it a bit further so you understand the tools that you have to counteract the nonsense, the dangerous nonsense coming out of big pharma, coming out of big doctors. I just wonder how long it'll be before we say, oh, no, that's not right. That comes out of big Facebook because, you know, Facebook is so big. But still, we have a community there. We talk to one another. We got a lot of fans of the Robert Scott Bell Show on Facebook at it all the time. And I heard from a new listener, a Jamie. Actually, there were two new Jamie listeners, funny enough. This one heard the show yesterday, said it was excellent. And thank you. I was like, excellent, dude. You know, I could see Bill and Ted's excellent adventure here. But he says, I have many of the gastrointestinal problems that you mentioned in the show, including frequent heartburn, bloating, mild IBS, etc. Can you cover more of this on a future show or give me some tips on how to beat this? My dad, this is the kicker here. This is what made me chuckle. My dad is a GI doc, but I don't fully trust his opinions, being that he is from the medical establishment. Come on, Jamie, he's your dad. He wouldn't steer you wrong, would he? No, of course not. No, you're right. He's a GI doc. I mean, this is the thing. Within families, we often have people that are radically different and really fight tooth and nail. Like, I just see my kids occasionally. You know, it's a brother and a sister, an older brother, a younger sister. And you're like, they're fighting over the stupidest things. And then we forget that we probably did it as well. In fact, we did do it with our siblings, if you had any siblings. If you're an only child, I don't know what to say. But if you have siblings, you know. And there's the occasional one, oh, we never fought. Okay, where's the humanity in that? How do you learn? But great, great. If that's the way you grew up, I'm happy for you. But, you know, the GI topics, of course, they're the most sought after, most requested. There's not a day that goes by that I don't get another comment. If through email, Facebook, Twitter, or the phone calls that you send me wanting to know more about that. And what's funny about Jamie's segment is that his dad's actually one of the gastrointestinal doctors I talk about. His dad's not going to like me, although I don't know his dad, so I wasn't picking on any one particular GI doc. But their willingness, of course, to drug you, antibiotics, prednisone, cortisone, steroids, on down to the colorectal surgeon where your dad might end up sending you if you don't get your GI tract in order for body part removal service. I mean, it's a serious, serious thing. I mean, I make light of it, but in this context, the recovery, I come back to a story, a remedy, a series of remedies that seemingly are working every time that we try them. And, you know, again, I come back to the silver, to the aloe protocol. I'm not going to go into it again right here, Jamie. I apologize. I'm going to have to ask you to backtrack on the archives. You're just going to go back, slowly listen, download it to your iPod or your iPad or in your computer, whatever you can do. Get the, they're all downloadable and applicable as MP3, so you can put them in any of your players. And catch up, because there's a lot of things until I come out with my broadcast special that'll be outside of this show that we'll put up on naturalnews.tv. I'm working with Mike Adams to help secure that. And we'll go into great detail on this to once and for all end the gastroenterological nightmare. And, of course, your dad, the GI doc, hopefully he'll come on over to this side and care for his patients without drugs one day. But until then, we're going to let you know what you can do, Jamie. So remember, go back, listen. I'll write it up for everybody again. Silver Aloe Protocol, 3 times daily, along with probiotics at night. Now, glutamine accelerates the regeneration as well. There are homeopathics. We talk gastrointestinal health extensively with my good friend Dr. Frank King on the Healing Revolution Fridays. So we've covered many different areas, topics, manipulating the viscera, talking about some wild stuff that you'll never hear anywhere else, all available still for download. So, Jamie, thank you for being a new listener. Please help spread the word. We'll get you well. Do whatever we can, at least to empower you to heal yourself, because that is your birthright. And when we come back, I've got another question/comment related to gastrointestinal and pulmonary lung issues, which seems to be a theme this week as well. And that's another Jamie new listener. We'll get to that after this break on the Robert Scott Bell Show. If you have a question and I haven't answered it yet, send that question to, don't send it, do the phone, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Thank you for helping me rock the health world. We'll do some more rocking and rolling after this break.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Hold that shrimp on the barbie until you find out about Papaya 35 Multiply Plus, direct from Australia. All-natural, GMO-free Papaya 35 Multiply Plus is made from fermented papaya and pomegranate, rich in natural probiotics, digestive enzymes, and antioxidants. Now get this spectacular product to boost your natural killer cells to help your immune system and improve your digestion at the same time. So now you can have your shrimp on the barbie, feel better, and if you act now, get a great down-under price and free shipping on each product that you order. Don't wait. Go to onestophealthshop.com and order now. That's one-stop-health-shop.com. Get that great down-under price and free shipping right now at one-stop-health-shop.com. That's one-stop-health-shop.com.
Dr. Teresa Dale here with an urgent message for you. Are you seeking a natural solution for hormone balance? Do you now use any hormone replacement? Do you suffer from menopause or low T? Do you want results using safe, natural, and trusted products? We have thousands of test results proving the efficacy of our products. I created a proven homeopathic system and the only 5-element saliva test in the world used by thousands of health providers and now available to you. Did you know there are side effects to using bioidentical hormones in any HRT? Don't wait. Get my 5-element saliva test and get your hormones balanced. Don't risk cancer and other side effects. Call us, 800-219-1261. That's 800-219-1261. Or visit naturalhealingpro.com.
Got a question for Robert? Call now at 866-939-2355. That's 866-939-BELL.
Hi, this is Mike Adams inviting you to check out naturalnews.tv. This is a video site, a video community website that's been called the YouTube of the natural health community. It's pretty cool there. You can upload videos, share them, view other people's videos. Right now, we're serving over 1.2 million video views a month. We've got a personal health transformation video contest on the site. We've got recipes, superfoods, lectures, interviews, anti-cancer information, diabetes information. I mean, it is just loaded with great videos, how-to videos, knowledge, wisdom, everything you need to know to pursue a natural health lifestyle. Oh, and it's also got a bunch of cool freedom videos from Alex Jones and Jesse Ventura as well, because we are a freedom-oriented natural health website, kind of a health freedom website. Check it out at naturalnews.tv. Again, that's naturalnews.tv.
We interrupt our program to bring you a special broadcast.
Robert
Ryan. He is tenacious, isn't he?
Scott.
He's a brave and a decent man. He's a pioneer.
Bell.
This message must be read in every newspaper, heard on every radio, seen on every television.
The Robert Scott Belcher. Scott Belcher.
Interesting news out of Portugal. 10 years after they decriminalized drugs, and I mean all drugs. Well, I'll get to that story in a moment, because that is a controversy here in the United States, as Dr. Ron Paul has stepped into controversial waters talking about decriminalization of drugs. But suffice it to say, I want to cover that story. It's a fascinating one. It needs to be discussed rationally, logically, as adults here, and we're going to do that momentarily. But I promised I'd talk about the other Jamie, who wrote on my Facebook page there, Robert, I've recently moved to Tennessee, and I'm dealing with some allergies that tend to lead to bronchitis. I despise being dependent on antibiotics, but am on them again for the second time in 30 days. I've done all the natural cures I can find, poultices, tonics, onions, garlic, etc. What else should I be doing? Well, I won't should all over you. You should have done this. You should have done that. No, that's not my way here, but you've asked. And, of course, I grew up for 30-some-odd years in Georgia. Pollen capital of the world sometimes of the year. And if you're in Tennessee, you know about pollen. And, of course, I was the poster boy for allergies. So when I switched over, remember, I did 10 years of allergy shots. I did antihistamines. I remember the names of some of these things, Dimetapp and Benadryl, which they eventually, I think, pulled out the phenylpropylalanine, PPA, which because it was killing some people. But I was on those things for a long time before I met a homeopathic doctor that turned my life around, began to detoxify my liver, began to clean up the food I was putting in, and began to heal my gut. But in the interim, of course, those, you know, I recognize not everybody's ready to change their life or their lifestyle in this way. And so if you would just simply go to the health food store and switch over from, you know, Benadryl, Dimetapp, if they still have those things, or Afrin nasal spray. What else do they use? Now they have Lunesta. No, that's the butterfly drug. I guess they get all these pretty cartoons they always make. Well, they have cartoon flowers in some of these things. Allegra, right? Allegra and Claritin. Those are the big ones. And, you know, if you simply would go to the health food store, go into the homeopathic section and look for remedies that say hay fever, allergies, respiratory, asthma, bronchitis. In fact, Jamie, why don't you just call King Bio at 800-543-3245 and say, hey, I got some bronchitis going on here. Which remedy do you say? I got these allergies. And they even have regional mixes. And they're right there in North Carolina, so their regional mix to Tennessee is going to be easy. Although they have regional mixes from all over the country. And you can, at the very least, safely, homeopathically, begin to desensitize your system to react less violently to these so-called allergens. And that would be a good starting point. But we come back again, you know, bronchitis, the inflammation of the lungs. Why would there be inflammation of the bronchial or the bronchi? Because the body is smart, and it's throwing the crap out through the lungs that they're not getting out through your liver, through your kidneys. And so we've got to come back to detoxification. We always do. So go on a whole body detox, a liver detox, homeopathic or otherwise. Give Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com a call. At 866-424-1077, get on some of the whole food selenium and chromium, these things I talk about to enhance liver function as well. And maybe, just maybe, Jamie, you'd also call up my good friend Stephen Huer from One World Whey. Get the whey protein that I utilize here at home to enhance cellular glutathione production. And he can be reached at 888-988-3325, 888-988-3325. 3325. So there's so many little strategies, little things you can do that will add up to a whole lot that'll be extraordinary in the recovery. As I said, if you want to just start simple, get the homeopathic remedies for the allergies. If you really want to go further than that, like I did, you want to heal the gut. You want to talk about gastrointestinal recovery. You want to get on your probiotics and prebiotics and have them situate, and hopefully your lining is not so inflamed that the probiotics don't basically situate and rehabilitate the area. If they do, it gets more complicated, and we've got to revisit, again, silver aloe probiotic protocol. So what else should you be doing? Well, there's always more. You talk about onions. It was funny. You mentioned onions and garlic. Onions, the common remedy, Allium sepa. I was thinking of garlic. Allium sepa, which is the red onion. If you ever chopped up a red onion in your kitchen, right, and you're over the fumes the onion is producing, don't your sinuses get really congested and runny, and your eyes kind of get watery and itchy and a little distressful? I mean, that kind of mimics things like a head cold or an allergy reaction, particularly in the sinuses and the eyes, which is why, based on like cures like, Allium sepa is such a great remedy for congestion, allergy, sinus issues. Now, for other sinus issues, I would talk about a couple of other remedies to consider that are more common with chronic sinusitis, and that includes Calibichromicum, Calibi for short, K-A-L-I-B-I for short, and Sticta pulmonaria, which is Sticta, like an S as in Sam, but Sticta is S-T-I-C-T-A, Sticta pulmonaria, Sticta pul. These are great homeopathic remedies, very specific to the sinuses. But if it's easy, it's just a lot easier. For those that don't want to go into the Latin name single remedies, go ahead and grab a complex that's already pre-formulated and labeled for what you need, sinuses, allergies, and even bronchitis. We talk about inflammation. I talk about homeopathic phosphorus, but we talk about nebulizing silver hydrosol as well. Yeah, that's right. Take that pure pharmaceutical-grade water with the active state of silver in a low but safe but potent concentration, and now you have this amazing ability to bring that silver, that active silver, in a way you can vaporize and breathe it in safely, and it will eradicate infection locally, whether it be fungal, viral, bacterial, it doesn't matter, but it reduces inflammation because it's kind of an astringent to the tissue there, and of course, you know, cellular regeneration. You may, the first time you do it, it's so pure, you'll want to cough, but it's a reaction because it's the purity of it. And you may, if there is a bacterial infection present, cause the bacterial species there to implode upon contact with the silver. That's called electroporation. It just kind of pows right through the outer coating, if you will, or outer protective membrane of the bacteria. And then you could have some, let's say, irritation to the local tissue because the potassium spill, you'll cough it up. Cough it up, fuzzball, as I say, and you'll feel better. You'll feel better for it. And so, yeah, there are a lot of things I would do before resorting to antibiotics again for the second time, as you said, in as many months. That is, you know, and it's probably not even a bacterial issue. It may be viral, but the docs love to put you on antibiotics still, despite the fact that they're causing disastrous consequences and antibiotic-resistant strains of microbes all over the place. So thank you, Jamie number two, for that question, comment on Facebook. And another way to reach me, of course, 866-939-2355. Love to hear from you by phone as well. Now, I want to get back to the story of Portugal, right? Because it's the controversy. We're told that drugs are bad, and I'm not a fan of drugs of any kind, street drugs, illicit, or the FDA-approved variety, which I'm even less a fan of that. So what happened in Portugal, you ask? Well, I'm glad you asked this question because it's important. It relates to what's going on right here. Remember at the South Carolina debate, we covered some of the audio footage, so to speak, from the Republican primary where Ron Paul was confronted with, so you want to legalize heroin, right? They always try to corner you to say, it's like, well, he never used that language, but he wanted to put it up to the states to allow regulation not on a federal level of these drugs, but on a state level. But yes, indeed, he felt like adults could be adults and let's treat these drug people as addicts or people with an illness as opposed to being a criminal. And that would change things. Now, a lot of people say, well, no, if you legalize it, everybody's going to take it. And then Ron Paul pointed out, oh, yeah, sure, we all in this audience, everybody here, if heroin was legal, we'd all want to take it, right? And he got laughter and applause because, yes, it's ludicrous. The vast majority of adults or adults have no interest in these illicit hard street drugs. We're trying to get off of the FDA-approved variety as well. But Portugal did the incredible thing 10 years ago now. They basically decriminalized all of these drugs and treated it just as I mentioned, and not as a crime, but as people that have a health problem, an addiction. And here's a quote from the president of the Institute of Drugs and Drugs Addiction at this press conference marking the 10th anniversary of the law. They said there's no doubt that the phenomenon of addiction is in decline in Portugal. Decline! You hear that, Bill Bennett? Yeah, Bill Bennett wrote a big op-ed piece against Ron Paul and Barney Frank because they want to simply take the regulation of marijuana off the federal rolls because there's no place for that in the U.S. Constitution. That's a state issue. And the fact that a number of states have decriminalized it as well and put it out there for legitimate medicinal use, which is much safer than the drugs that they derive from it, like Marinol or other things. But the number of addicts considered problematic, those who repeatedly use hard drugs and intravenous users, have fallen by half, 50% since the 1990s, when the figure was estimated around 100,000 people there. And this is out of Lisbon, Portugal, this story. Other factors also played their part, according to Gulau, a medical doctor. He says, this development can not only be attributed to decriminalization, but to a confluence of treatment and risk reduction policies. Again, take it out of the realm of criminality, and you take away the profit. So, you know, part of this is the profit. Part of it is, of course, that it's illegal. It's mysterious. Let's try it. Part of it is, and of course, I never have. I was never interested. But as I said, a lot of adults wouldn't be interested just because it's decriminalized. But Portugal's holistic approach, according to the article, has led to spectacular reduction in the number of infections among intravenous drug users and a significant drop in drug-related crimes as well. Right? Most of the crime in America is due to the criminalizing of drugs and drug trafficking. You know, we're talking about all the killing on the border with the U.S. and Mexico and all these guns that the government screwed up on and sold them right into the Mexican crime lords and bosses. They love the fact that drugs are illegal. I mean, it makes crime pay big time. And it makes a lot of innocents go to their graves much sooner than they should. But a law that became active on July 1st, 2001 did not legalize drug use. That's the thing. It decriminalized it. But what it did is it forced users caught with a banned substance to appear in front of special addiction panels rather than a criminal court. Seems pretty humane to me. The panel is composed of psychologists, judges, social workers, recommending action based on specifics of each use. And I realize the pure libertarian perspective would not be able to allow the government to even do that. And look, I'm not going to get into the nuances of that, but suffice it to say, this is way better than what we have going on now. And since then, government panels have recommended a response based largely on whether the individual is an occasional drug user or a real addict. And of the 40,000 people currently being treated, the vast majority of problematic users are today supported by a system that does not treat them as delinquents, but as sick people. In a report published last week, the European Monitoring Center for Drugs and Drug Addiction said Portugal has dealt with this issue in a pragmatic and innovative way. When are we going to be adults enough to do the same here in America? We don't have the money to continue to declare war on drugs, which has been a war on the Fourth Amendment, which has only been exacerbated by the, Patriot Act, the Unpatriotic Act, where Fourth Amendment no longer exists. Drug use statistics in Portugal are generally below the European average and much lower than its only European neighbor, Spain, the report also said. Right? Across the border in Spain, it's illegal still, but much higher drug use there. The changes that were made in Portugal provide an interesting before and after study on the possible effects of decriminalization. Imagine that. Are we going to be adults enough to look at it, or are we going to look at it? No, we have to make illegal all things. All plants that make alter your state of consciousness. Listen, all food alters your state of consciousness. This show alters your state of consciousness. But it's not a drug. I don't even claim it's a healthy addiction. It's just a place where we like to come and hang out and let loose on liberty. That's right, health, freedom, and liberty. And we're going to do that one more segment, brief segment. In fact, I might be forced to do. Forced! Oh my gosh, the use of force. Not fraudulently so, but because I actually choose. I'm going to force myself to maybe do another moment of duh. 2 days in a row, could it be? Well, if it's deserving of it, we might just have to do it. Stay with me. Coming right back after this.
Giving the pharmaceutical industry cardiac arrest.
Clear.
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit SovereignSilver.com.
What is the number one secret to all your health problems? I'll give you a hint. Dr. Alexis Carroll kept chicken heart tissue alive for 28 years in a test tube. He said the cells remained youthful so long as the metabolic wastes were washed away. But when wastes were allowed to accumulate in and around the cell would age and then die. So the key to radiant health is cellular cleanliness. And the key to keeping the cells clean of chemicals, free radicals, and heavy metals that we are bombarded with in our society is glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by every cell of the body. Glutathione levels decline due to toxicity and aging. The number one food to replenish your body's glutathione levels up to 64% or more is unheated, grass-fed whey protein powder. This miraculous superfood may do more for your health than any other supplement you've ever taken. To get your free report on the best whey protein powder, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
You know, I was going to do it as a moment of doubt, but I was looking at the clock here. We've got so little time left. I went long on those other segments, and I'm just not going to do it as a moment of doubt, even though it deserves to be a MOD. So, this is your abbreviated moment of doubt. You know, that's a short version, okay? It's no sound effects. Listen to this. What they found, burning coal. Indoors, linked to birth defects. But who does this? Burning coal indoors. Parents who inhale coal smoke at home may put babies at increased risk of birth defects, Chinese researchers say. Well, this may be the case of in China. They actually think it's a good idea, or maybe they have no other fuel source because they've cut down all their trees. This is what communism does, even though they've gone sort of capitalism, but they've gone wild with it and destroyed their environment more than any other place. In fact, communist countries like the former Soviet Union were the worst on the environment, absolutely devastated the environment, horrible use of resources. And even though there's a lot of so-called capitalism, semi-free market activity in China, a lot of it is based on ownership by the government, you know, between fascism and communism. Now, Zhuan Li and colleagues at the Peking University Health Science Center in Beijing found that the odds of having malformations of the brain and spine, known as neural tube defects, are 60% higher for children whose mothers inhaled coal smoke than for children of unexposed mothers. Now, why is this a moment of doubt? I mean, come on. You can't be serious here thinking that inhaling the exhaust of burning coal was going to help a developing fetus. I mean, you're going to wipe out whatever selenium the moms have. It's done. It's gone. With all the toxins coming in from coal smoke, forget it. Goodbye. And they don't have enough chromium in the world getting into these kids. They probably have hexavalent chromium, not the kind you'd want to inhale or ingest, but the GTF chromium that we get from Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com, which is also protecting the chromosomal integrity of these little babies that are developing. But again, the selenium is gone. Everything's gone because it's an incredible intoxicant or pollutant. A 2004 report by the World Health Organization estimated that 90% of rural households worldwide use coal and biomass fuel, such as wood, charcoal, and dung for cooking and heating. While coal is relatively inexpensive compared to other energy sources, there are known health risks associated with breathing coal smoke, including lung cancer and other respiratory diseases, right? Black, the miner's lung, they were in there breathing all kinds of things. But 90%, now I understand cooking wood or whatever, but my goodness, coal. Now this is something we would have to really, again, ramp up detoxification protocols heal the tissue? Would I be nebulizing silver hydrosol? You betcha. But in the case of developing children, that's already a little late because they're being born with these birth defects because of the mother's primary exposure. Which should, by the way, be a warning to you. If you're thinking about having kids and you have mercury in your mouth, yeah, look in. Open your mouth. Look in the mirror. Is there a dark, silver, grayish, blackish-looking stuff in your teeth? And I don't mean Austin Powers looking because you're a Brit. I'm talking about the mercury amalgams. They wrongly call silver fillings. If you've got that in there, that mercury needs to be out of there. And, you know, we worked very hard, my wife and I, before we had kids, to pull that out. Not only the fillings we had, but to detoxify the residual mercury from our bodies, which can take a long time if you don't know what to do. And this goes to the other heavy metal detox. We talk about glutathione, metallothionein, selenium. We talk about using homeopathic mercury or mercurius. These are things that can be done. And, of course, we can utilize the intoxicants in China or anywhere around the world, the people inhaling the coal smoke, and help them to detoxify from that as well. 70% of Chinese households are relying on coal. Good Lord. It's a disaster. And all the Chinese medicine in the world going back thousands of years is not going to be enough to help them because they're taking their health. They're destroying their terrain, their environment. Not only the big outworld environment, but the inner world environment that is destroying the integrity of the developing child in vitro, in the body. In the body, I meant to say. In utero. There it is. Yeah, end of the show. Starting to slur my speech here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Just enjoying it, though. Enjoying being here with you every day. I hope you're enjoying it as well, getting some information you don't hear from any other news or information source. I mean, you can listen to the blowhards. I realize online they're all there, the blowhards, the sociopolitical talkers. And with very few exceptions, they're all blowhards. There's a couple of them I like. But by and large, they're not giving you information to empower you to heal. They're just kind of juggling the problems, keeping the problems up in the air, keeping you worried, keeping you in fear, and keeping you coming back for more because those people have become adrenaline junkies. They don't like solutions. They like the problems. They like to be able to complain about stuff. Oh, it's the Democrats' fault. Oh, it's the Republicans' fault. No, it's our fault. It's our time to step up and do the right thing. And it takes what it takes to get us well. We've got to be miserable enough. Unfortunately, children are born with birth defects. Maybe that wakes us up to say enough is enough. Let's transition to other forms of fuel, biomass and otherwise, that can bring the power to healing back to us by reducing the toxins in the environment. We don't need the government, the heavy hand of centralized bureaucracies or global governance to make this change. We need the tireless efforts of irate people that do not want to be polluted upon to stop participating, to withdraw consent, to withdraw funding from those who would rule over us, who would enslave us to toxins based on the lobbying that goes forward in regards to our country here, those of us in the United States, or if you're in England, wherever you are, or those of you in China. Do I have listeners in China? If I do, let me know. I'd like to hear from you. That'll be interesting to hear. I know we have some in Asia and Korea and other areas as well. But grateful to be here with you every day. Hopefully we got a lot of good stuff out there on board this week. It's, yes, Independence Day week now. Why not extend it? Because the power to heal is yours, and until you recognize it, you may be dependent upon others who don't have your best interest at heart, like I may have. You've got to determine that after listening to me for a while. You'll utilize your better judgment and make sure. If not, turn off the dial. Turn off the computer. Go listen to someone else. But I'm glad you're here listening to me and all the guests that I bring on from time to time here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, the United States and world of Health Talk Radio, where I remind you every day with much gratitude that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Dr. Teresa Dale here with an urgent message for you. Are you seeking a natural solution for hormone balance? Do you now use any hormone replacement? Do you suffer from menopause or low T? Do you want results using safe, natural, and trusted products? We have thousands of test results proving the efficacy of our products. I created a proven homeopathic system and the only 5-element saliva test in the world used by thousands of health providers and now available to you. Did you know there are side effects to using bioidentical hormones in any HRT? Don't wait. Get my 5-element saliva test and get your hormones balanced. Don't risk cancer and other side effects. Call us.
800-219-1261. That's 800-219-1261. Or visit naturalhealingpro.com.
72% of America is obese or overweight. Heart disease, cancer, and diabetes are at all-time highs. America is sick, fat, and confused. Hi, I'm Kevin Brown, author of The Liberation Diet. I'd like to personally invite you to join me for a 4-week intensive course called Liberation Wellness for Life. In this course, you'll learn the truth about how to use real food to lose weight without sacrificing good taste or nutrition. Come on. Summer's just around the corner. You can lose weight with real foods. Think it can't be done? Listen to a few satisfied customers.
I would absolutely recommend Kevin's program to people who are serious about their own success, serious about their own good health, and serious about improving the quality of their life.
Join me for this very special online event. Go to liberationwellness.com and click the online class link. Mention Natural News Radio and receive a $20 discount. That's liberationwellness.com.
It's coming out. It's there.
You've got to press it.